When Sandra and her 15-year-old daughter, Crystal Sanchez, came here from Honduras, they were hoping to go to Washington State to be with another of Sandra's daughters. That's not what happened. When they got to the border, the mother and daughter were separated and detained. Sandra says, "They took away my daughter. I worried so much. I feel so much guilt. I suffered so much. I begged God on my knees that the day would come when I would be with my child. It's so hard." It was hard for Crystal, too. She didn't know where her mother was. Crystal says, "Sometimes I talked with a woman who was handling my case, and I asked her if I could talk with my mother. They never let me talk to her." Sandra and Crystal are together today at Catholic Charities in San Antonio. Sandra, who's 44, looks some years older, exhausted, sad. Crystal looks like a 15-year-old you might see at the mall, but she's alert in a way that most teens just aren't. And her brown eyes pool with tears as she listens to her mother tell their story. When Sandra was detained, desperation quickly set in. Not only did she not know where her daughter was, where she was kept changing. They didn't have us in one place. We had friends in one location. Then they transferred to another place. My friends were crying. We were crying. Then we'd make other friends, and they'd separate us again, always. When I left the last place, I left my friends, and they cried. They asked me, "Pray to God, Donna Sandra, so that we can get out of here." "Yes," I said, "we must always pray to God, because God is always with us." Crystal turned 15 in detention on June 15th without her mother. Someone managed to get her a cake. She says that made her happy, though she would have preferred her family there. Then, yesterday, Sandra was taken from the center at which she was being detained. She thought it was another move. She was asked to do some paperwork, then given a handkerchief. "I thought it was to clean myself," the official told me. "No, you're going to need that." I didn't know my daughter was there. They took us to an office, and I saw my daughter sitting there. I hugged her and cried. It's clear Mom and her girl are happy to have been reunited, but the first words Sandra said when she got her daughter back in her arms, they seemed to linger in the air. "Forgive me, because I didn't know what we were getting into. I made her suffer in bringing her with me. Forgive me," I told her. "It was not my intention." Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.